How many times are you gonna apologize about the same thing? And how many times can I take you back when I'm not the one that's doing wrong? Doing wrong, yeah. I thought maybe if we started praying that we would get better, but when I would pray, the answer would always come back to me being done. Bitch, but we are so hard-headed when we're in love. So I told myself that I would make some changes, but the one I changed is one thing that remains the same. Can't seem to shake you, seem to really have a hold on me, bitch. And every time that we break up, we turn around and make up. This can't go on now. I gotta move on now. It's not the fact that I don't love you no more, but I gotta break this bad habit. Can't take this bad habit no more. Bitch, that is my shit. I don't know. It just popped up in my head.
Baby, that is a deep cut on that fucking.
That's when.
That's that last album.
Yeah, that's Destiny Fulfilled. Kelly came in.
Black.
Yes, and they with all the with the silhouette heads. Yes. Not the silhouette challenge heads, but the silhouette heads. It was just a hit. Girl, that Calandria is my shit. Mississippi Mass Choir Roland came
that
in.
That was her song.
That was her song, basically.
That was her song.
She did a lot of, like, even the background sounded like her. I mean, of course you get Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah.
But you, but Michelle, I don't know where you were. You were MIA on that
Michelle,
one.
Michelle, you had a date that night when they were recording.
It's okay.
And it's all right, girl.
It's okay. We all get busy. We have all came short and fell in his glory or something. It's something like that in the Bible somewhere. I know
somewhere
it
in there.
I know it is.
We'll figure it out.
I'll find out. But hey, y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back. The world is still on fire.
It is still on fire.
But we're still alive. So, you know, I guess that's a good thing. I don't know right now.
We went in little by little, I guess.
I guess. Take anything I can get.
All right. So, welcome in. Okay. So, to switch it up, since it is Black History Month, welcome to our month. Woo!
Come on, baby. Come on.
Move, bitch. It's Black History Month.
That is
my shit. Hector posted it. He tagged me in it.
He posted it.
I was like, get the fuck out of here, because that is me. Move, bitch. It's Black History Month.
That's like the same word. It was like, move, Janet. I'm fucking gay. I'm not
fucking
going to your fucking baby
shower.
Same shit.
Okay, so instead of for the culture, because we know there's a lot of people doing stuff for the culture, we want to talk about something. I wanted to at least do fun facts that you probably didn't know about Black culture.
Come on.
So, fun fact to start off this month, we have Daniel Hale Williams, son of a barber. He founded the first Black-owned hospital in America and performed the world's first successful open-heart surgery in 1893.
We learned about this at church when I was a kid. I do remember this,
as
actually.
You should know. So after graduating from Chicago Medical College, he went into a private practice in an integrated neighborhood in 1889. He was appointed to the Wisconsin Board of Health, determined to see that Chicago had a hospital where both Black and white doctors could study and where Black nurses could be trained. Williams rallied for a hospital for all races, and after months of hard work, he opened Provident. Let's just stop there. Man was could have just said fuck it. I want to do it for my people because y'all are already doing it for yours,
but gonna include everybody.
That's what I mean when I say Black people are morality.
They are.
We're the moral compass of the world.
They are.
In the summer of 1893, a man by the name of James Cornish was rushed into Provident, suffering from multiple stab wounds, including one to the heart. With nothing but crude anesthesia, William successfully stitched the wound, becoming the first man to do an open heart surgery successfully. Yeah. So
the
man lived for an additional 21 years after that. And that was a fatal wound in 1893.
Bitch, did they even have...
I don't know.
I almost said something real dumb. I almost said, did they have lights in 1893?
I'm glad you didn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't ask that.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, they
did. I know.
And if they had anesthesia, I would hope they had electricity.
Yeah.
I would hope there was some electricity pumping through those cords.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pumping through the circuits.
Yeah, I'm praying. Fingers crossed. Black fingers crossed. But yeah, that's my fun fact.
that's good. For that. We learned that back in the day, babe. We used to have to take a test on that bitch.
Yeah, see, and I heard it, but I didn't know if it was real or not. Because, you know, black people love to claim everything. And I'll be having to check. I'll be having to really check. I have to Google
it. The Google Schmoogler is free, so, you know.
It is. And all this information is at my fingertips.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have anything for the culture or anybody caught your eye?
Oh, you know what my for the culture is?
Who?
My for the culture is for my mommy, Teresa Lampley. Today is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, today is her birthday.
Tell I'm going to get her some gin.
She don't drink gin, but she drink vodka.
Oh, I knew it was a clear liquor.
And wine. Well, she drank my Don Julio that day from my birthday tequila. Party last year.
Oh, that shit was good, too.
Bitch, I got home one day, and she was like, how you salt the rim like you do at work?
Girl.
She was taking tequila shots and putting them in the freezer. I was sawing the rims of the shot glass, so she would have them in the freezer. So when she wanted the shot,
she got a pre-shot. I love your mama. I love your mama.
So yes, happy birthday. I don't know how old she turned. She would probably kick my ass if I told how old she was turning. Yes. So I'm gonna just leave that for your imagination, baby.
Well, yeah. Well, let's get to the nitty gritty of shit. Beyonce.
Let's do it.
Yeah, like I mentioned last week, she's releasing this Ivy Park, and I'm super duper.
So how many pieces you got? Get it, because I know. Because
at this
something.
Point, I don't know. I lied to my brother because he wanted me to help him pay some shit, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna spend a lot of money, but I'm probably gonna spend a lot of money."
In this one,
she has a lot. I mean, and these colors are a lot
like
more.
The
white is perfect.
Yeah, you know,
so,
I like general colors.
So you
black
know,
and white, gray.
You know for a fact, I'm gonna buy the entire white fit. From that beanie, I'm buying the jacket, I'm buying the pants, and I'm going to get a pair of shoes. And I know that by itself is going to be $500.
See.
So now, it's either I get the blue fit that she has coming out, because it's like
the
a blue.
The blues with the white,
yeah, it's
too?
A, yeah, it's a blue windbreaker that she has. And then she has this new monogram. It's just like Ivy. It doesn't say Park. It's just Ivy. And it's brown. Oh, my God. I want it so bad.
See, a bitch trying to move.
And Beyonce's not letting me do
it. Furniture in my house, bitch. Not like y'all who got an apartment and got no furniture now.
Girl, that's how I'm going to be living. And let Beyonce put out something before I move.
But I have not gotten anything from any of the Beyonce collections. And I feel like a bad stan.
Mm-mm.
I really do. I feel very guilty.
Don't worry. I'll get you something on this drop.
But if anything, like I said the last time, I think I'm going to get some shoes. Because I need some white shoes.
And they're cute.
And they are
she has
cute.
Like five different pairs that you can choose from. You can get the ultra. I know for a fact, I want to get two pairs of shoes. And this is how she fucked me. Because she put out this white boot. And this, y'all showed you that boot.
You did.
This boot is beautiful. Have to get it. But I also want to get a pair of the, what you call the super sleeks. Because every time I get a pair of those, I either get them in the wrong size or I don't like
how
they fit.
Have?
I have two pairs of the night joggers. I have the first drop with the maroon and orange. And then I got the green ones from the second drop.
Have you worn though? I know
I haven't worn the green ones. I sold the black ones because I bought them in the wrong size. But yeah, she's about to fuck me up, and I know she is, and I'm getting mentally prepared for it. So yes,
I'm gonna put aside a little account on that, baby. I ain't been stimulated yet, so
girl,
that's my problem. I ain't got the
stimulated.
First stimulus check. Joe Biden, I'm about to be knocking on that door like them people did at the Capitol.
Hello,
don't
make me start
check.
No motherfucking insurrection, ho.
We coming,
yeah, and we coming equipped.
Though,
yeah, man, y'all gonna shoot us.
My skin ain't fair enough.
I'm gonna get a couple of my angry poor white friends to come out there.
Cause bitch, I ain't got the first check.
Boy, all I gotta do is get them a 24 pack of Busch Light
and bitch a damn pack of Newports
and say QAnon is at the steps. They'll be there.
Bitch, them.
They'll be there. They'll be there. Have you seen all that shit that's going on with QAnon? Or that it's a lady who's like deeply connected with them or something like
she's
that?
She's the lady who's in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Her name, last name is Green, and she was saying that 9/11 never happened.
It never
did. Did anybody actually see the planes go through the building?
Wasn't it on TV?
Bitch, yes, we did.
Oh my God.
The first and the second. Like, where the fuck?
Oh, she also
been?
Said it wasn't one that hit the Pentagon.
Yeah, it was one that hit the Pentagon, even though that's on
camera, video.
On the highway.
I'm pretty sure you've seen all of this stuff.
And
we've seen video footage.
Sandy Hook was fake.
That's that Alex Jones InfoWars bullshit.
Exactly. Those were crisis actors. The kids.
Oh, shit.
The kids was crisis actors.
Mm-mm-mm.
But she in Congress now. So now her shit is resurfacing. They trying to
I saw they were trying to remove her, but I don't think they'll be able to do
it.
But, you know, anyway.
White people.
Yeah. Nike unveiled a Go Fly I think it's just Go Fly Ease shoe. Did you see it?
No.
It's like, it basically looks like a Huarache. But it's a shoe, you put your foot in it. You don't have to. You know how you have to like grab the back. Is of your it like shoe those shoes,
the Air Max? You remember those when we was younger and it was the white shoes and they would tie themselves?
No. It's not like that. This one, you put your foot in it. It's like a house shoe, basically. You put your foot in it and put down, and it just latches onto your foot. It's a cute-ish shoe because it kind of reminds me of like a Presto a little bit.
Oh, okay.
That's it right there.
Yeah. They look very future. Mm-mm, that's giving me Kanye West.
No.
That giving me.
I mean,
it's not that bad.
Yeah, no. It's. I mean, so this part in the center, it like folds, and okay. You just put it on your foot and kind of like. Okay. Folds. It's like it's a Nike Croc.
I bet them shit's about to be $500.
And if it's anything over $120,
y'all don't spend that stimulus check on these motherfucking shoes.
A bitch, they could go fly with ease with anybody else, not over here. Fuck that.
I like the colorway though. That's mm-hmm. cute. It's very Easter play.
Very Easter.
Very after church. Change into your regular clothes.
Yeah. Very go take off those Easter clothes and go put on that outfit that I got from Fallas.
Very that.
That part.
Okay.
So, did you see Wendy Williams released her biopic? I know you love her, and that's why I put
No, I don't love her.
You do love her. Terrell, tell the truth, shame the devil.
I don't love her. I love how she's turned herself. And to be an icon.
Girl, Wendy Williams, she is not no icon.
Like her or not, Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams is an icon in the television business. She is.
I guess.
20 years in the career, you know, a lot of girls don't have that. But I watched it. Did you watch it?
Now, why would I watch this?
Bitch, that shit was funny. No, fuck that. More than anything else, I knew it was going to be funny.
First off, I saw one of the lead actress was a girl that I have seen play Beyonce or do like a Beyonce impression.
That's not her.
That is her. But she does one, and it's actually really good. And I remember because she was the one that was in the, like, I want the pictures to go front.
That wasn't
back.
Her. That was her.
No, that's her. That's Wendy.
That's not her.
Swear to God, that's her.
I
Googled her.
What's the
girl's
name?
I don't know her name, but I know her face. But that's definitely her. Because she does Carrie Hilson, too.
Oh, yeah, bitch, you're right.
That's her.
You're right.
Yeah. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
She did not do very well. Okay. Let's start with the acting. She wasn't bad, but it was very
low budget. I'm acting like Wendy Williams.
I'm practicing. Like, that looked like a practice run. Mm. It didn't look like it was supposed to be out. That was like a...
So what you're saying is it's not given what it was supposed to be gave. Okay.
I could have got my money back.
You should have got your money back.
Now, the movie was not bad. Her acting was just not good.
Okay.
There you go. So, bitch, it was so... Okay. It starts from the beginning. It starts with her walking out to the stage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, everybody's been talking about Wendy. Da-da-da-da. Her Jersey accent was horrible, by the way.
Of course.
So it starts. Notable events. On the movie, she literally got raped by a rapper in the movie.
That's scary. That's so scary.
And I was not expecting it. So they should have, and everybody on Twitter was like, oh, they should have had a warning at the beginning. They did. Yeah. I just didn't see it, but they did.
You wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
Girl.
So then that... her being with Eric B.
That shocked me. I didn't know that at all.
And her and him taking her car and fucking running up her credit. Bitch, she went into detail about how he fucked her credit the fuck up.
That boy Eric B. And then he said they put on one of the blogs. That nigga laughed it off. Like, how you laugh while fucking up this lady? But you know you did.
You know how niggas do? They drive your car while you at work.
That nigga must have good dick.
Had to.
Because if you ain't got no credit and no job, you got to have something to keep me coming back or to let you drive my car with no license.
Baby, she had a Benz. She made a note.
No.
had a Benz.
No, I had a Kia. And I'll be damned. I let that motherfucker disappear out of my eyesight while I'm at work? No.
You're driving that bitch around. No. So then it went to when she met Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do not like the guy that they had play Kevin.
I didn't either, but
always just looked like Mr. Potato Head to me.
Just beige as he want to be.
Oh shit, stubby.
That's how Kevin looked up. Spuddy. You seen Kevin before?
Yeah, I've seen him. He looked just like that. Just big and bald.
Big and bold as hell for the way he did that woman. But anyway, so it went to that. Mm-hmm. It went to her having her miscarriages, which that was very sad because
I wouldn't want
to
see
she
this.
She had one where she was far along and she had it. So it went to that. Now the juicy part started happening.
Now hold on before we get to the juice. Now a lot of folks say Wendy wasn't having no goddamn miscarriages.
She was having abortions.
Wendy was having abortions. So now
and
that
you
now,
know, the more you have, the harder it is for you to have kids later
and
on.
How many kids does Wendy have as we speak?
One.
All right. Now go ahead.
In which
Girl, your life is your life.
I believe every word, but she ain't put that in the movie.
Now,
so
like
I
said,
know.
Look, like I said, girl, your life is your life. If you want to rewrite it, you can rewrite it.
So,
but continue.
It went to the part where he cheated on her the first time, and she found out and she let it go because they had just had the baby. But then she put it, whoever they had play Charlamagne the God on this movie, they asked him to be whooped.
Really?
They made Charlamagne the God look like a old fucking bitch. He looked like old chicken strips. Like, he looked horrible. He looked like an overcooked steak. It was just bad.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. They was wrong. She did that on purpose.
Of course she did, because they
don't get along.
But, girl.
Anyway, so it goes to the part where Charlamagne introduces Kevin to Shalina, what, the mistress.
The mistress, yeah.
Long story short, they haven't seen each other for a long time. Wendy finds out. The interesting part is when they put her in that sober living facility, they had agents who would take her phone.
Really?
When she went back from the show to the sober living, she couldn't have a phone, she couldn't have a laptop, she couldn't see any news because the news was about her. So they were trying to
minimize.
She was like, fuck that. They was doing her wrong. They was fucking, I forget. It was just a lot. So the movie, you can tell they tried to cram a whole bunch of shit
into an
two
hour
hours
and a half
with commercials. So an hour and a half.
Basically.
But I didn't know after that, it was a documentary of her.
Oh, really?
This documentary was a mess. Wendy is on her couch. Wig just busted, bitch. It's just busted all out. Just blonde, that bitch.
Wow.
Ain't got no makeup on.
Why is she doing this?
She got only mascara on, and she and that bitch cry. I mean, every 5 minutes when she was explaining that shit about the Kevin situation, she was crying, and it was bad.
I know, because she ugly. I can imagine the tears,
she,
girl, because
she
she's ugly. Oh, yeah. She's already ugly. It ain't hard to cry.
No, we know.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Bitch, it got me through my Saturday night. I had a nice glass, a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
I saw Method Man's wife got on her ass and was like, bitch, you're a fan. And
because,
you've always been a fan. And every time you get a little irrelevant, you always bring up Method Man.
Wendy went on an interview. I don't know why she did this because it wasn't in the movie. Saying that one day.
I thought it was in the movie.
Her and Method Man
had a one-night stand.
And they had a one-night stand. Now, Wendy, why do you bring that shit up?
Because I want to be messy. I'm Wendy Williams. That's why I don't like this
that
bitch.
Shit, and I can tell. And bitch, when she did shit like that, I'm like, that was so unsolicited. This man married. That shit was 35 years ago. You didn't put it in the movie. You didn't put it in a documentary. But all of a sudden, you at this interview.
And you feel compelled to tell it. You look ridiculous. You look
a
mess.
That pissed me off when she do shit like that. But the movie was good. It kept me entertained on Saturday night where I wasn't doing shit.
Well, I think our Monday nights just might be kicking off. Going back to some fun, because Love & Hip Hop Family Reunion is coming out. So the entire cast of several franchises, I'm pretty sure it's all of them.
Yeah.
Will be filming together in one big house. From the previews, I already can see that Jock. Jock and Carly are going to be having some beef because their daughter and son end up liking each other.
That's
or something
weird.
Like that.
Mona
know how to get around.
Mona know, because Mona didn't pay the kids to like each other, too. That Mona, bitch.
Bitch,
I
tip my hat to you,
how
bro.
How to pimp a bitch.
Because she going to show us bitches how to pimp a nigga.
I mean, and then at first I was like, I don't know if I like this idea. Y'all trying to force this shit because you know they can't film because of COVID.
Yeah, because of COVID.
So they can't go to the
clubs. There's no place to think. Y'all weren't spending money at those clubs anyway. I'm pretty sure
it
those people are like, thank God.
Yeah. So I was like, they got to do something. This is cute. It give me a real world tea.
Yeah.
Apparently, Erica, Dixon, Scrappy, and Bambi all supposed to be there too.
Oh,
so they're
I love
supposed
it.
To have a falling out.
I love this. This is going to be good.
I
like this.
It'll hold
us.
Me over until
I wonder
the
if
next
just...
franchise of Love & Hip Hop comes out. I don't know what's next.
Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. And speaking of that, I'm so glad. That was effortless. B2K is slated to be coming on to this next season of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood with Omarion. Omarion is okay. Omarion is rejoining the cast, and the rest of the group is said to make an appearance as well. I don't know if they're all going to be on there as a group, like if it's going to be Pretty Ricky.
I'm about to say they're going to do Pretty Ricky.
I think that's probably how they work out. But for you know, them. Pretty Ricky, and okay, so I'm pretty sure their storyline is going to be this Millennium Tour that they're all on right now. So Pretty Ricky, Ying Yang Twins, Mario, and none other than the Chingy. Are all on a 2019? They were on a 2019 Millennium.
So y'all
tour.
Telling me you giving me shit from 2 years ago?
We don't want this it. This is what it says.
We don't want
this
it.
This is what the people are saying. I'm
are,
getting.
Are them going to be on the show?
These are the reports that I'm getting.
We don't want that shit, Mona.
When
we
I talked to when I talked to Chris Stokes, he said that they was all gonna be
Razzby.
Yeah, Razzby. He said they was all gonna be.
I hate the name
J Boog.
What's the one that said they was, Razzby? The one was trying to get with them all?
Chris Razzby? Stokes is the manager. That's Chris the one that Razzby said been called. Bitch, he been calling him out hard on Instagram.
I don't like the name Chris Stokes. It's giving me very porn star.
It gives me pedophile now that boy been saying it like that so much. It's hard for me to believe that he didn't do that Omarion, shit.
Girl. I thought you was too big because you left because you had that
he got
one
that,
song.
That he ate the booty like groceries.
Yeah, and you just was that nigga.
He said, fuck this. Fuck I don't show. Need to. Fuck, not only fuck the show, fuck that little raggedy tour that y'all going on. I don't need that shit. Fuck that tour. I got a remix.
Girl.
You got a remix. So
work
that meant
ain't the honest, but it pays the bills.
Ba-bum-bum.
Bitch, she said, look, COVID hitting everybody hard, bitch. I can't even book no more. I ain't got no bookings. So
I guess
I can't sing Eat the Booty Like Groceries no more and get my $5,000.
Nope. They're not even paying that no more.
Because the club in LA is closed.
And on top of that, ain't nobody singing that raggedy ass song no more. And then your part wasn't even the song they were singing.
It was
Jhené Aiko's, the person that you had remix.
You taking a little too much credit, baby girl.
Yeah, pipe. I got you. See, his credit is right back at Love and Hip Hop. That's
where
he took it.
Right where you grew up at.
Right back where you know those streets. You helped build them.
This shit gonna be messy. I already know. And then I know April, you must be shaking in your boots because you finna have Fizz and Omarion. Is she still with Fizz?
I know. That was for that season.
I know, Mona.
That was for that season.
Mona and them wrote that up too.
Yeah. Y'all wrote that up, had everybody up in arms, mad about that. And I was just like, I don't got time for that shit.
When April was on Instagram and she was patting her pussy? And she said, the game wants to fuck this pussy.
And I think she
I had a baby by Omarion and he wants to fuck this pussy.
Oh my girl.
And she said some other shit. I'm like, girl.
You're being gross.
She was literally patting how like Evelyn was this. on the
basketball. Evelyn was packing her shit like a pack of Newports. She was pop, 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 pop. I got a wet motherfucker. Evelyn was losing it.
Oh my god.
She was fresh packing them Johns.
Shit. April, girl, please don't get on Instagram doing that shit no more. We do not care.
We don't. Please stop. Please stop.
Speaking of TV.
Have you been watching The Real Housewives?
No. Because, frankly, I am tired of them. I don't care anymore. I keep saying that.
I know. We've been saying that for a while now.
Have you been watching them?
No. See? I've just been seeing...
No, I see small clips on
Instagram.
You know, yeah,
that's literally the... I feel like... With the clips that I got the whole episode. I didn't miss anything.
Because
I missed nothing.
Why did y'all put... See, I don't know who's the production company of Real Housewives of Atlanta, but y'all fucked up because why would you even waste the money and resources to record this shit during COVID, bitch? They can't go nowhere.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, the storylines that they have are boring as well. The only one that is even a little tantalizing to get into is Drew and... What's her name?
And
Latoya.
I know she was on the show.
Yeah, she's on the show. And I like her because... I don't know. But she stands up...
She's actually a good actor.
Yeah, she stands up for herself very frequently. So she came in and had a busted wig on and the new girl...
Well, that's how it goes.
That's always...
It's her first season. First wigs be...
And that was the first... Not only her first season, her first scene in her first season.
Okay.
Bad wig.
Okay.
In my opinion... The wig wasn't terrible. Could it have been better? Yes.
Yes, but that was her personal best.
That was her
best.
Personal best.
We talked about
and
this.
She said she put that wig on by herself. She ain't had no stylist.
So she installed it on
she
her
She installed
own?
It on it. I think it was like a grab and go. A shake and go wig. She just... right on. Just right and go. So she gets on the show and Toya doesn't say anything to her face about
Toya,
the, this new girl. She's Kenya's friend.
I know you're talking about Toya
she's
from Married to Nancy.
Hell no. we gonna let her go, yeah, not paying her taxes, and all of that.
Tacky-toyous taxes. That was the name of the episode, actually.
I hate Bravo.
Anyway.
Anyway. Anyway. The beef between them, that's what it started about, was Toya's side comments about the wig. So now they go on a trip to South Carolina, I think.
South Carolina?
They go to South Carolina.
That is the best. Bitch, it's a panorama.
A what, baby?
It's a panorama out here.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. I thought that's what you said.
North? Bitch, that's a...
They go to, I think it was North or South Carolina. It was one of the Carolinas.
Girl, so y'all told me y'all took a bus ride for 5 hours to go to North Carolina,
Yes. So now, Kenya comes up with the idea of them all going on this trip. But Kenya doesn't tell nobody that she's bringing her baby. And not only does she not tell nobody that she's bringing her baby, she takes a private jet to one of the Carolinas and then doesn't tell the other girls. So the other girls ride a bus. They charter a little Benz thing.
Like a Sprinter.
That's what it is. Charter a Sprinter to get there. When they get there, Kenya, as soon as they get there, Kenya want them to play this like survival scavenger hunt-ish game. Right, it's so like the episode, like I said, and this is me. I did not watch this episode, okay. Baby. This is all from the Instagram clips that I've seen.
Okay.
So they get there. Kenya wants them to play this game. They ain't really feeling it because they hot. They been on this bus because the AC wasn't working on the bus.
Bitch, not the AC.
The AC was not on the Sprinter. It was not working. Everybody on there hot, mad, talking shit.
Wigs busted.
Drew ain't. I think Drew was on there with a wig. So anyway, time go by. They eat and. Drew brings up to Toya, like, well, hey, girl, I heard you was talking about my wig, and if you wanted to talk about it, you know, we can talk about it. Basically, she goes and she says, well, you know, the first time I met you, you said you didn't like me because of the whole Drew Sador from the game thing. And I was like, okay, that's cute. And then I heard you had something to say about my wig, so now I just feel like you're one of my fans, like you're really watching me. So she goes, gets a picture of herself, and she signs it, and she says, here you go. You're one of my biggest fans. Gives her a hug. Like, yeah. And she sits down. Toya's like, and so that's the end of that debacle. Now, everybody gets a little more tipsy.
Is this last episode?
Yeah, this is this last episode. Okay. And this is all from Instagram clips, I gotta remind you.
Okay.
Everybody gets a little more tipsy. They're getting a tour of the house after Kenya gives Marlo the smallest dumpster closet in the house.
What?
Sidebar, Marlo not only kind of sticks a strong fuck you to Kenya because she says, oh, this all happened before. I'm sorry. They are all touring the house. And the first thing that happens is that Toya walks up on Drew and it was like, can we talk about your struggling husband or something like that? Ooh. And Drew was like, she grabs Drew and she's like, don't touch me. And then they get into it, a whole little scuffle. Somebody comes and grabs Toya, takes her out of the room, and Drew's like, well, bitch, I'm from Chicago. You know, the last bitch that told, you know, they give you all of that. Yeah. They give you all of that. I'm from Chicago. There's hitters everywhere.
Yeah.
So then they're sitting down at the table and that's when all that shit goes on. Now, I can't really remember how it escalated because, like I said, I was watching this via Instagram stories or Instagram clips. But all I remember seeing was then they're standing up and they're walking back. They're in the living room. This is right after the grab. They're in the living room. And she's like, did I grab her? Like, no, I want to talk to Drew. And Drew was like, yeah, I don't want you to touch me. And everybody's like, yeah, can you apologize? So she apologizes to Drew accepts the apology, you know, petty girl, like, thanks. And she was like, well, can I touch you now? And
no,
she
bitch.
Says no, you can touch me never. And she's like, oh, so she's drunk, she throws a little thumbs up, she drunk as fuck. And then she comes back and she says something slick about a wig, and then Drew says, do you understand what's going on right now? And the whole clip go off. So I don't even know what happened.
Not hugging her together.
Yeah, she said, do you understand what's going on right now?
Well, I know. I got a few things about them. Girl, okay. So who on the show still? Marlo, Cynthia, Kenya, Portia.
They have a Shamia on.
Shamia.
I like Portia and Shamia's little friendship that they have on the show.
I do too.
It's really cute.
Frasier not on there.
They're just not on there.
Yeah. Minnie not on there.
No. She's... doing some sort of boycott, and I don't even want to get into that. We're going to glaze
but
over.
But my thing with this season, I've seen the, like, you know, they do the super trailer. At the I watched that a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they about to base this whole season around this wedding and somebody sleeping with the stripper, and it was, which was Tanya Sams.
And I don't like how they doing Tanya.
And that bitch said, look, I got a husband who made good money.
I don't need
y'all
this shit.
Y'all not finna fuck with me on this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need this show at all. I'm not that type of girl.
Baby,
I'm not that type of girl.
The sister Bravo and shit, you not finna fuck up my name. Don't play with my name. For no ratings. Mm-mm. I was gonna say something else. Oh, Kenya's husband. Oh, sorry.
They're back on. Ex-husband. Yeah, they're back on getting divorced.
He getting a show.
For
On E! Or some shit.
For what?
For his restaurants in New York.
Oh. Ooh.
I don't know.
Well, thank you, Kenya, for your thanks for my platform.
That's
and you know who fucked you? Yourself.
Yourself. You was out here trying to run and get a man, bitch. First you paid Walter, then you paid that young ass boy bitch. Matt who was beating your ass and knocking your windows out.
Bitch, Marlo told Toya, she said, don't you trust Kenya. Even though this is Kenya's friend, Kenya brought Toya in. She said, don't trust Kenya. You know, she couldn't keep a man. She couldn't keep a man if she paid him. And I said,
that's the truth.
It got to be.
But Marlo, your man pay you, so you might want to be quiet too. We can't trust you because we know you scam credit cards. And you get credit cards from bitches in Florida.
MasterCard
anyway,
Marlo.
MasterCard Marlo at her best. But I live for it, okay?
I hate you.
Atlanta Housewives. They need to, with this cast, I'm going to end it on this. We need a mix up. This shit is like.
Honestly, I would be okay if everybody was gone.
Everybody can go.
Yeah.
Because we've
Cynthia's getting married. Thank you. That's it. Next.
I say put a nice shiny bow on this shit. Cynthia get married. If forever, ever after. After. Candy got her business. She got her kids. We've seen her go through shit.
Candy's daughter, oldest daughter, is in school now.
Portia,
she's in college.
And got a kid. We can wrap you up.
She got a divorce.
She did?
Yeah, she's, you know, Portia, that's her storyline on
the
thing.
I had no idea.
Dennis is trying to get back with her, and she's like, no. But they're co-parenting. They're not together. Alleged. Well, that's what the show is telling everybody. They're not together.
Well, I wish them the best. I hope Bravo and them mix this shit up when COVID over, which it will never be over because y'all can't stay home, but that's a whole other thing.
Oh, my God.
Hold
on, wait. Before we get back into bullshit, rest in peace. Let's do a moment of silence for Miss Cicely Tyson, who passed away at the age of 96 years old. 1 second. All right. The legendary Emmy and Tony winner, had a career that spanned over 40 years because that nigga Tyler Perry was going to make sure she was in a movie.
If he wasn't going to do nothing else?
That's what's in the blood that runs in our veins. That's the stuff. For all the black people, they know that monologue. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Tyler Perry.
Pray on just a little while longer. That's my shit.
You know I met her, right?
That's crazy. I forgot you said you
met her. Yeah, my cousin was praise dancing.
That is the blackest thing ever. You met this black woman who sang this.
I didn't actually meet her, but she was there when I was there.
One of those people, huh?
Yeah, I ain't actually meet her. I ain't talked to her.
That's like saying I met Beyonce. I mean, she was just in the same area I was in.
I gotta tell you something, and I don't want to. Should I say? I'm gonna say it.
You can get it.
No, I'm not gonna say it.
Say it.
So I have a regular of mine. Oh, I hope this don't block my blessing.
Ooh,
I got a regular of mine, and he knows somebody who is the CEO of Sony Records.
Okay, let's stop.
Okay,
all
right.
So that's it. That's all we need to know.
That's all you need.
That's all we need to know.
If anybody know,
all right. That's all they need to know.
Anyway, Cicely Tyson.
Cicely Tyson. Yes. she was known for refusing to play drug addicts' maids. And she made sure that black women were represented in an uplifting light. So we just wanted to take our time out and say major shout out to her.
And once again, just like last Black History Month, on the first day, we lose somebody iconic. Because remember last year, the first day it was...
I can't remember.
Who was it last year who died on the first day?
Because I just know.
Was it...
Kobe was right there.
And Kobe then was somebody, right there. And
he
somebody
was 26. He was January 26th.
Yeah, and it was
and I can't remember
else.
Who died right after him. And, but I know John Lewis died after that.
And he was in February, too.
He was in February. Who else? It was a lot of people.
Yeah,
they
it
just
was like three people
like
who died in Black History.
Let my mama tell it. You know they go in threes.
They, you know, all black people say that.
Yes, because I remember my mama said that because I think Bernie Mac, Isaac Hayes, and then one more person died, like, was back, Prince? Back, back.
No, that was no, back. It wasn't no, that back. Was before. That
it was before. Yeah, yeah, it was way before Prince.
Yeah.
But I can't think of who it was. It was three people back to back, and that's what she said.
They're going threes.
They're going threes.
But that's true, though. Especially, well, that's true.
That's true. Because as you can see, it kind of is kind of true. Because yeah. It's like they go they in go threes. Back.
It's like a spout, and then it's like nothing. And then like 6 months later, it's
boom, boom, spout. Boom. Yeah. Like, damn. And they going. And they just be going.
Just be going.
Just be going. Also, Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell. This is for all my older girls.
Yeah,
he right. passed away at age 44. I mean, I've seen Saved by the Bell. I've seen like episodes, yeah. But I can't really like recall knowing this man very deeply. But I know I've seen a lot of people repost it, and some people are really
saw
big
him
Saved by the Bell
when
fans.
He was on
The Biggest Loser.
No, but yeah, that too.
That's why I saw him.
Surreal Life.
That's
he
what
was
it
on
was.
The Surreal Life.
He
that's
was on the Surreal Life, and then I saw him on The Biggest Loser.
That show was so messy. It was
very messy. Horrible. You remember Flavor Flav and his big girlfriend was on that show.
That white girl. What's her name?
Big white woman. That's all I can remember as. I cannot think of her name to save my life. Back to the Love & Hip Hop girls, though. Tommy and Natalie. Oh, Natalie Nunn isn't even the Love & Hip Hop girl. Girl, hold on.
Reality girl.
Tommy and Natalie Nunn have a fight coming up on Zeus Network. So, Bad Girls Club and Love & Hip Hop Atlanta alum Natalie and Tommy have both committed to a fight on Zeus Network. Nunn says that Natalie won't last 5 seconds.
Well, Tommy, okay, so... Bitch, I didn't even know this was happening until today. Because I really wasn't interested, because I don't want nothing on Zeus, because all that shit is a
I'm
bunch
not
of
about
shit
to
me.
Spend no money to watch this bullshit.
But Tommy said, bitch, I don't even know that lady. And this is all for a
charity.
Check.
This is for a check. Oh, oh she a, no, it was for a check. Probably so. Yeah, I don't know.
It's all for
I
a
doubt
check.
That these hoes are here fighting
fun.
For charity.
They not, because they need all the coins they can get. Because you see, they not getting no bookings. Well, in Atlanta, they are, because Atlanta is the city that never sleeps during COVID, apparently.
I guess it's the new, it's the new New York.
Like it's Summer Jam 1993.
It's Freaknik down there.
She said, I don't even know that lady. I don't know why she's talking to me like that. She know we doing it for the fun and for the check.
Yeah, but and to be honest with you, Natalie, you're a Bad Girls Club type of girl. You're accustomed to people running in and breaking
right
it up.
Before. Tommy, you are too, though.
But Tommy, I really think that Tommy can go toe-to-toe with her.
Oh, no, Tommy got them hoes.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy got them hoes.
For sure.
But both of them have the same style of, I'm going to try and fight you just enough because I know it's 10 niggas in black suits about to break this up anyway.
You ready? You ready, bitch? You ready? Come on. Don't throw fruit at me. But Zeus Network landed itself in a little hot water because they have been sent a cease and desist from VH1 stating contractual issues with some of its reality stars appearing on both networks. Because I know who? Princess. Ray J and Princess had a special.
And
Masika. Masika and Hazel
that
E.
That was horrible.
Girl.
That was horrible.
A1 and what's his girl's name?
Lyrica. That was the horrible list.
Who else had one? Jocelyn's Cabernet.
Bitch.
I have never seen an episode of that, but I always see her promoting it. And I just be like, damn, what season are they in now? Because it seems like I've been seeing the
same clips
over and over
like
again. Exactly. And I'm like, how is this like new?
But VH1 said, not my damn money, bitch.
No, I've received a cease and desist from Candy, so I'm going to let...
I can no longer speak on it.
So
I'm
going to
tell
Phaedra
talk about it
since she's the one who told me.
There you go.
Nah, I'm the daggone villain.
Exactly. VH1 said, not my money and my talent, bitch. I didn't put too much of fucking Viacom money into this shit. Mona ass probably back there laughing, girl.
Y'all thought y'all was going somewhere. Y'all not getting out of these contracts.
Come back to mama, baby.
Come on.
Come back to mama.
That's where you're... Come back to where you belong.
The girls will sell their soul to be on TV. Now look at you.
Oh, my God. HBO Max has put out a whole bunch of Cartoon Network shows.
So, I have HBO. But is HBO Max the streaming service?
Or... Yeah, it's a streaming service.
So I wouldn't be able to get that.
No, you have to pay for
it. See, that's some bullshit.
And it's great.
But see, no.
It's hold on, let me just explain it to you. It's absolutely phenomenal. Has a lot of HBO original shows. I started watching this show called His Dark Material. It's absolutely fantastic. What else have I been watching?
They got
watching
everything on there. They got Dexter's Laboratory, yep. The Powerpuff Girls, and then Eddie, Carly, the Carly Dog.
Yep.
Ben 10. You know, I love me some Ben 10.
I know you like Ben 10. And they have like three different spinoffs.
I like Chowder.
I don't know why you like Ben 10, because it was one of my least favorites. Because I never really got the whole Smash-a-watch, become a monster. I was like, that's a stupid show.
They got Chowder, which you know.
Chowder is hilarious. Rada, 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 rada. That, a bitch, I remember. Never mind. Because I can go on and on about
the episode. They got the Amazing Ronald Gumball.
And that is my shit. That is my
shit.
It's not. It's not. And I always talk about this episode, but it's probably my favorite episode, is when that nigga's daddy is dressed as Blanche from the Golden Girls. And he's hanging out with all those old men who are also dressing in drag. And then at the end of the show, they all find out that they're all men instead of women. And then instead of just all being friends, they're like, well, we can just go back to dressing in drag. And they just go back and put on their little costumes. And it's hilarious to me.
That shit was funny. Oh,
my God.
They got Steven Universe.
Oh, my God, yes. And I've just started watching it. It's really,
really
good.
That show is good.
It's actually really good. And I saw something trending on Twitter the other day that made me think of Steven Universe. And I think it's because Steven Universe was a part of it. Was it was like, make animated, like, normalize animated like cartoons like for adults.
That are, yeah.
Because that show is actually very good.
Very good.
It's actually super good.
They got on there Summer Camp Island, which is literally the Real World Challenge, but with cartoons, and that shit is funny to me.
Yeah, no.
But my thing is, damn, how many streaming services do I gotta buy?
Right, because everything is like
Disney
everything.
Plus, well, Disney Plus came with my Verizon.
Yeah, so, and that's why I'm good with that.
I got Hulu. I got BT Plus a couple of weeks ago.
The only reason I got that is because I wanted to watch Martin.
Perry movies on there.
But they're not the plays. They're not the DVD plays. It's a few of them that are the original plays, but some of them are like...
They gave me 3 months for free.
Oh, yeah. See, and I'll take
that. So I did the first one. They gave me the rest.
I'll take that.
What else I got? That's the streaming services. Maybe I might as well get cable.
I mean, you have Amazon Prime, so you have to have Prime Video. And they, oh my God, Amazon Prime just had a lot of good shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
So American Gods on there is super good. What else have I been watching? I told you One Night in Miami, that movie that Regina King put out. They have I know on HBO Max they have Judas. I think it's called Judas and the Black Messiah with the black guy from Get Out.
Oh, the big
black
dude?
Yeah, he plays Fred Hampton. And it's the story of the Black Panthers. Oh my God, I can't wait to watch it. Because I watched
the original Black
Panthers. Yeah, the original Black Panthers. It's Fred Hampton, and it's basically the story of how he was assassinated by the police. It's,
John, watch that.
Bitch, it's super good. I can't wait to watch it.
What's the name of it?
It's called Judas and the Black Messiah. It's supposed to be coming out, I think, on the 12th. And it's going to be coming out on HBO Max, and then it's going to go into theaters. Or it's going to be out in theaters and HBO Max, but... Ain't no theaters out here open, so it's gonna be on HBO Max, and I'm gonna be watching
they are
frequently.
Open. You know, you can rent a whole AMC having a thing where you can rent the whole fucking theater
for how much?
I think it was like $99.
Bitch,
I swear to you, I don't know if they do it no more. This was when they first opened.
Let me see, because I go rent out the whole thing.
Ain't no good movies coming out because people know they can't. Most, it's only here in Texas where they're open.
I mean, if I can do that, I would bring my family and just do some shit like that. Because we was gonna go to a drive-in. Because you know, Sundance is coming to Houston, and we were just gonna go see it at Sundance. And I was like perfectly fine with doing a little drive-in, just me and my black ass family. Yeah,
let's
have a good time. That's perfect.
Get your own liquor.
Yeah, because I think it was like $40 for a car full of people, as many seatbelts as you have in the car. And I was like, well, that's good for me. Come on, let's go.
They said the seatbelts, because don't be packing up.
Don't be packing up. Yeah, you can't lap up in the car. Nope. If a seatbelt can't go over you, no, thank you. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
And you know, black people, they'll sit on top of each other and still put the seatbelt on the top.
Absolutely. Insecure is actually coming to an end, and I'm so sad about that.
But I'm happy, because that's what you're supposed to do. Don't let your show get canceled.
Exactly.
Wrap that shit up in a pretty bow.
But on top of that, the storyline is it's starting to wind down, and I feel
and I'm like, just do a spinoff with fucking Tasha ass. Do a spinoff because
I think Tasha's hilarious. No, I think Kelly's hilarious.
Kelly is funny.
Kelly's hilarious.
Do one with my, you know, you can go different places with her. I think she did an interview and she was like, you know, I probably will do something with Amali or
I would love to just see them. Because I don't want to stop seeing that fine-ass Asian man that's on that show. Good God. Good, it don't make none. Life every nigga they had in that show was fine, though. From Broderick Hunter, the light-skinned dude. What is his name?
Lawrence.
Not Lawrence is fine too.
Lawrence
is fine. No, the one that Issa started talking to, who was from Houston, who disappeared because he was bipolar. I can't think of his name, but it's him. I'm gonna Google him.
I'm not
Google. His name is Kendrick. That's his name. Don't even Google him. His name's Kendrick Simpson. No, but not on the show, but in real life, because I follow him on Instagram because he's fine.
Of course you do.
Dre, his real name is Ron, because I follow all of them. I went and found all of them. I was like, yes, I need this daily.
Need this melanin in my timeline.
Even the Asian man. Even the Asian man.
I want to fuck. When we done,
I'll send them your way.
My way.
Even
please
though
and thank you.
I don't think that what? I should have told you that, because that was kind of my thing.
No,
but
you don't. You like black boys.
I'm married to an Asian man. Ryan Coogler is developing a Black Panther series at Disney Plus, as well as Black Panther 2. I'm pretty sure the series is going to be based around like Shuri.
They're going to have to.
Yeah, it's going to be like her. And I'm pretty sure they said that he's going to be in the second Black Panther. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be
him. Ryan
Coogler's
going to be?
No.
Oh.
It's Chadwick Boseman. Oh, I'm so sorry. I could see how that was misleading. Chadwick Boseman is going to be in the second movie. But I don't know if he's just going to somehow die. And I'm pretty sure Shuri's going to take over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've already seen her a lot. They have her going nuts. And I really would be down to see Shuri as a bad bitch leading.
So it's
going to
be like a TV show that they put out every once in a while.
Yeah, that's it's going to be on Disney Plus. It's going to do like, they have a WandaVision. Do you watch The Avengers? I don't think you do. No, it doesn't matter. It's a comic book show. And it's about a woman and her Superman-esque husband. But it doesn't matter, because you wouldn't see it. You wouldn't watch it.
You're right.
You would not watch it.
Yeah, you know.
But it's great.
You know me.
It's great. Okay. It's absolutely great. I can't wait to see that as well. Last but not least, Golden Globes nominations have came in. And
are the girls okay? Because, you know, every
no,
time.
I mean, cause, no, because I feel like, and let me tell you, I don't really give a fuck about nominations. The only reason I put this in is because I'm always rooting for everybody black.
Of course.
But, they just completely overlooked Lovecraft Country. And it just pisses me off.
I haven't seen it, so
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And let me tell you why. The show is just absolutely amazing. It takes racism, fucking like historical racist shit, mixes it with science fiction and magic, and it's just very captivating. It's an amazing show. It deserved at least
she deserved
it definitely deserved a fucking nomination. I am happy that at least Chadwick Boseman he's nominated at least for best performance by an actor in the Ma Rainey's Black Bottom that was on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that?
I did not.
Told you to watch it. You don't listen.
I know. I knew you was gonna say
he's
that.
Great. He's great in the movie. He's great in the movie.
Y'all should see his face right now. Because
it just makes me so mad. I tell you to do stuff and you do the opposite. He plays like the antagonist to Viola Davis protagonist type thing.
Come on.
I was in English. He was great in the movie. She also got a nod for best actress in that same movie. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I really care about is Regina King winning best director for One Night in Miami, because that movie stands above any other movie that I've seen, you know, this year.
Yeah.
Because it was absolutely amazing. Like, the dialogue, the actors that they had in this movie. If you're black and you want to just sit down and listen to some black ass shit and just live through your history and not have nobody tell you what it was, like, oh my God. It's
write
just
that down.
It's
watch
just great.
One Night in Miami.
It's so good.
To be black.
To be black. Period. If you haven't watched that movie, you're not black.
You
ain't black. But it's great. Terrell, you're not black.
As long as I'm not white,
Terrell, you.
That's okay.
Yeah, the thing is,
as long as I'm not
can
white,
ask, I'll ask you about. I can ask you about several movies, and I know you haven't seen them.
But you know, that's the I've said. This
have
before.
You seen Juice?
Yes, I have seen Juice.
Okay, you've
seen
Juice. Have you seen Poetic Justice?
Yes, I have seen Poetic Justice.
Okay, that's two good ones. Two goodies. Have you seen New Jack City?
Okay.
No.
Not really.
No.
I have seen bits and pieces.
Have you seen Menace to
Yes.
Menace to Society. No, yes. not Don't be a menace.
Oh.
I'm talking about Menace to Society.
You tricked me up with that one.
No, I didn't. Because I knew you was going to say, yes, I've seen Menace to Society. No, I mean, Menace to Society. Not Don't be a menace to society in South Central while drinking your juice. That's not the movie I'm talking about.
Okay,
you haven't seen it. No.
No.
No. Of course you haven't. Have you seen, you've seen Love and Basketball.
Didn't we make a game of this one
time? Yeah. Have you seen Love and Basketball?
A bitch. No,
I just
want to
make sure.
I'm trying to offend you.
I just want to make sure. Just want to make sure. Because it's certain movies that I'll be quoting. You haven't seen Training Day, have you?
I've seen Training Day.
You know what? Maybe you're a little blacker than what I thought.
It was like when I was younger. My parents shielded me from certain movies because, like, I had to watch some of those movies and sneak and watch them.
Oh, yeah. Because you said you had never seen Queens of Comedy because I was like, I that shit was
But
hilarious.
I saw that when I was, like, 13 and my life was changed forever.
Right. Baby, Monique turned me out.
Turned me
out. I don't know. And my brother doesn't like Monique, but I think she's hilarious.
Monique is hilarious.
She is hilarious.
That's why I wish she'd get back to it and just put some shit out and be funny.
Okay.
Anyway,
John Boyega is nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Series for Small Acts. And the movie that I was telling you about, Judas and the Black Messiah, Daniel Kaluuya, that's the guy who's from Get Out. I don't know if that's how you say his last name. He's nominated for Best Supporting Actor. So
Kaluuya. Kaluuya's actually an alcohol, but it might be
the
same.
Kaluuya. I don't know. It ends in yeah and has a Lou in it. So that's what I came up with. That's what I came up with. Sorry, guys. And that's about all, folks, for him. But yeah, I'm super excited. I need to see this movie. I need to see that movie.
Yeah. You want to take a quick break?
Yeah, we can take a small break.
Because I got to use the restroom again. I got to pee.
Okay. All
right.
We'll be right back. What? Hey, friend. Real quick, not trying to be in your business like that. But are you tired of people saying that your clothes are soulful, tacky, or maybe even lame? Well, now is your time to leave a mark on the room and never let up. In a collaboration with Zephyr Collections, Houston native Nico Mark has debuted his Marked Better Days campaign, which depicts that no matter how dark of a place you're in, the light will once again shine on you. So, if you're looking for a cute shirt for your boo for Valentine's Day, or maybe just to treat yourself, check out this collection at Zephyr, which is Zephyr Collections USA. And make sure to check out the man behind the scenes known as Nico Mark. His name on Instagram is at It's Nico Mark. He's a whole vibe. Major shout out to my really good friend. Y'all go support black owned people, black owned artists. We love to see it. Let's get back to the show.
Why me, nay, nay?
Is that what they do? Why me, nay, nay? Oh, yeah. That's the nay, nay. And then this is the whip, then you, nay, nay, then you, and then you, watch me. Ooh. Did you see that he is watching the inside of a prison cell right now?
Now, what's his name again?
His name is Salito. He is accused of killing his cousin in DeKalb County.
That's Atlanta, baby.
You know, that was my song. Welcome to New Atlanta. Phenoms on top of phenoms. But yeah, he is accused of killing his cousin in DeKalb County. 23 years old. His mom and family have since came out and said they are standing behind him.
Oh, really?
Yes, they have.
Oh, what about your sister? That
I don't think she cares.
Whose son is dead or whoever that is.
I don't know. All I can say is that she says she's standing behind her son. I mean, I don't know how much the whipping Nene is paying these days.
Cause I think those residual checks stopped in about 2016 in my book. Cause honestly, I don't hear it on the radio.
I don't hear
or
people
nothing.
Whipping and Nene and no
we,
more.
We on the what they do now?
They're hitting the wall.
We hitting the wall now.
Yeah, they doing the wall now, and it's always something new.
Your time ticking too.
And they mopping too, bitch. They mop. Mop. You ain't ever seen a mop? Bitch?
Is that the busted down?
No, bitch. You do. You grab one hand like this, and you grab one hand like that, and you mop. Mop, don't stop. Mop, 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 don't stop. And you just mop.
I have not
you
seen
mop the flow.
Yet.
You never seen that?
No, I have not. It's dope. Probably, I love that. My TikTok algorithm is not on that.
I think that's what it is.
I think so too.
That's literally what it is.
But his ass going to jail, bitch. I don't know why you rappers want to be hood niggas after you make $1 million, but y'all just can't leave the hood alone. In my mind. Okay. All right. So. Y'all's favorite person, Kanye West, apparently has a class action lawsuit for his Sunday service choir. Mm. According to the Page Six, another class action lawsuit was filed last summer in Los Angeles against Mr. West, alleging that the Sunday service performers were mistreated and either paid late or not paid at all.
Come on. That nigga said Jesus walks with those checks.
Period. They say over 800 performers and behind-the-scenes staff have been affected by this, and they want their money now. It's my money,
and they want it now.
Okay. It's a panorama, bitch.
How
I got to put
is
food
that?
On the table.
How much? It's a panorama. How much is he facing?
$30 million.
Oh, come
in
on.
In damages.
Girl.
So at that point, I'm thinking, you shoot high. shoot for the stars, and hopefully, you know,
he'll settle.
You might get 17.
He'll settle. Yeah, he'll settle for a cool 20.
Yeah.
And y'all, you break off $20 million between 800 people. Do the math. Come on.
Hold on.
Come on.
30 big ones.
No, 30 big ones.
That's divided 30. By
800.
800. Baby, y'all are going out of there with a, y'all got a Camry now.
Yeah, 37,000.5.
Y'all got a base model BMW.
If you wanted to.
If you want it.
And then if you go get into some Forex, you can flip that.
No, ma'am. We not doing Forex. And y'all stop going into GameStop. It's over. You missed your chance.
It's over. I was so mad that I was like, bitch, and I'll be on Cash App just looking at those little stock things, and I do not understand.
You missed it, and I'll explain that later because you know I went to school for finance and economics.
Oh, my God, girl. WCJC.
Oh, you tried to read. That's fun. That's a fun little dig. I love that. Kanye girl,
get your pocketbooks together. You got
a lot of shit going on, baby. Kim say she ready to leave your ass.
Word on the street when you was fucking with Jeffree Star.
We never talked about that. Baby. What the fuck going on this year already?
I don't know. This has 2021 has only been here for
31 days.
31 is some change now because we in Black History Month.
And these people said that, bitch, when I saw the hashtag with Kanye West and Jeffree Star together, I had no idea. I fucked around and made a mistake and clicked that bitch. And that shit came up and I was appalled.
You ain't appalled. You a nigga that steal.
Them people said Jeffree Star and Kanye West. Shit. I don't even want to say that because that is more than disgusting than I ever need in my life.
Yeah, I didn't even need that story.
Kanye, get your pockets ready because you finna have to split this money with Kim and
these 800 people.
And bitch, that's what you get for mixing back that ass up to I Told the Storm.
Yep, and that's what you get for putting Bomb McGilead to Slow Wine for Me by R. Kelly. We don't do shit like that around here. Look, I don't know where you from, but where I'm from, we don't do shit like that, honey. So get it together. T.I. stands accused of sexual assault by what was the girl's name? Sabrina Peterson. Mm-hmm. She came out on Instagram and said that T.I. was holding a gun to her head once upon a time, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. So after that, Tiny came out and defended her husband, as she should. And Peterson went on live and gave a detailed account of what happened to her, allegedly, because we got to say that.
Yeah, allegedly, girl. We ain't just getting our coins up.
And also accused the couple of drugging other females and calling Tiny the ringleader.
Okay, so let's put a pin in that.
Yeah.
So I think they said that the girl who put this out was Tiny's ex-best friend.
Yeah, she's her ex-best friend, yeah.
And she's the one who put out the text messages, but the other girls who had came forward and said that, yes, that had happened to me before.
Yes, that was her.
Bitch, the internet was set the fuck ablaze by this shit.
Because this is crazy.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised, but I mean, I wouldn't.
It sucks.
It's just trash. I don't want to believe that. I'd be tired of hearing. I'm tired of shit hearing shit about shit like that because, you know, your voice is your voice.
But it takes a toll.
It's just a lot. This is a lot. And I always wonder where you're coming from when you're doing this. Because don't get me wrong, your trauma is your trauma. And you have the right to speak on it whenever you see fit, whenever you feel like, you know, this is your time. But my question is, what are you going through right now that made you feel like, you know what,
today is the day? But my thing is, I think it's the friend who started this shit, and that's the thing. I'm kind of pissed with her is because you knew this shit was happening all along, but you didn't say nothing when you was her friend.
Yeah, you had.
So you sit there and you was complacent in it, and you knew.
You were completely complicent with the situation. So you knew why what now? Was fine with it. You were fine with what was going on.
Then when y'all was friends,
exactly.
But now y'all got a beef now, and you putting this shit out.
So she also shared the nature of other stories on her Instagram story, but she basically just gave them like elusive names. I know one was kidnapping story from a neighbor. She said. That it was another one where the kids were forced in the closet at gunpoint, and another girl had accused them, saying that she was drugged into a corpse state. And I was like, this is a lot.
It's too much.
This is beginning to be a lot for me, especially because, like, damn, this is completely out of left. It's a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Why am I getting all of this on Tuesday?
T.I. came out, and as soon as I saw his IGTV thing, I said, this man might have to say a whole bunch of words without saying nothing. He about to translate all the little words with a thesaurus to big words to make him sound smart. But he pretty much got in there and said, you know, pretty much I have had other people in my bedroom. it's been all consenting, and whatever me and my wife do in my bedroom was our business, as long as we are with consenting adults, and they all consented. Yes, we paid them. Yes, I'm tricking, but that's what we do.
Exactly.
And I kind of, yeah, I don't know. I mean, T.I. has been so problematic before, it's kind of hard for me to believe that he didn't do it, but I don't know.
I'm skewed on how I feel about that. Exactly. I don't have a way that I'm landing on it. The only way that I'm landing on the situation is that this is a lot.
Yeah.
And I pray to God you didn't. Yeah, I pray to God that this isn't true. If it is, you suck.
And that's a big allegation.
That's a huge allegation.
Bill Cosby asked at, and R. Kelly.
Prisoning the slammer.
The ball rolls quick down the hill with shit like that.
So. Oh, yeah. It don't stop there. It just doesn't stop there.
But to the funny shit, Shekinah, shut the fuck
up. Shut up, girl. Damn, girl. You just can't ever. And then she all. Nah, because that was the point of time. I was going out there. Me, Shekinah, me, Tip, and Neek. We was all going out there, and we was going to get girls for Tip and Tiny. And we was always going out there. All the people were saying, like, Shekinah, why you ain't go get Neek down?
Shekinah, don't let me go get Kaya. Don't make me go get Kaya for
bitch,
you.
When she was getting on...
Because you talk way too much, and bitch, I already don't like you because the transphobic and the homophobic shit you say on your show called Show That You Got, I don't fuck with you, bitch. So I'm letting your ass off today, but shut your ass up. I don't want to hear nothing from you until the end of the fucking year. You got 9 months. Shut the fuck up.
Speaking of niggas going to jail, Trey Songz went to jail this past weekend. Down to the, what was it, football game?
He was at the damn, the Bills game? Or
I don't know. It was an Arizona game. So maybe, I don't know. It was some sort of sporting event. Yeah. And he got into a tussle with a little officer there. They were going back and forth. From the video, I saw they were going back and forth with each other.
Because the bitch didn't want to wear a mask.
Exactly.
Because so you trash for that automatically.
Like, damn, you just, you couldn't just let this be a case of this nigga just fucking with you. You had to be doing dumb shit.
Then you put him in a headlock.
How you get the law in the headlock? How you get the law in the headlock? Y'all
and niggas, I mean that headlock was it was strong.
This nigga was tapping like okay.
Yes, like tap like, out like WWE.
Get off of me. Tables, get her off of me.
Tables, ladders, and chairs, bitch.
This nigga was trying to get off. He was trying to get him off of him. Okay, yeah, so. Police took Songz into custody, and he was charged with 2 misdemeanors for trespassing and 1 for resisting arrest, as well as a low-grade felony charge of assaulting a police officer.
Why? Once again, read the room. In the climate we're in right now, with black people being shot and killed for nothing more than having Reese's Pieces cups, your ass at a football game that you shouldn't have been at no fucking way, aka we in the middle of a Panera Bread right now.
This boy.
And then you don't wear your fucking mask, and then the security guard tells you to put one on, and you jump up and get an attitude, put the man in the chokehold, and then the sheriff came, and you... Have you seen the video?
I saw some of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Trey Songz, your ass lucky you ain't get shot, bitch.
Girl, that's crazy.
You ain't got no lead in your ass, and you lucky.
Girl, well, later on in the week, via V yesterday... the neighbors know my name singer had an alleged video of himself leak of him receiving fellatio at a high ratio.
Very high.
It leaked onto very high. Very high.
Now, bitch, wait a minute.
No. I gotta finish this. Many people are speculating that the man in the video is Songz based on a tattoo that's on his wrist.
And that's what I was going to ask. How did they know it was him? Because it's not his face in it.
No, it's not his face.
But what is in the video?
Have you seen the video?
Oh, I've seen the video.
Okay, because I was...
Oh, I've seen the video this morning.
It is...
And Pola Tink Tink, she couldn't even handle it. She wasn't doing it.
Girl, no, not at all, girl.
She couldn't even handle it.
And I'm not... And to be honest with you, girl...
Look. I date white boys.
That was a lot, girl. You did what you could.
But you used all the skills you had.
Yes, you did. But girl, come on, you did better. Just go ahead and let them slap it around on you, like
like lipstick.
But that thing was stinking.
Bitch, you should have seen my face.
Oh my god, girl! I was like, are you serious? And the thing was, I was sitting on this very couch. And Darius was like, I was telling him, I was like, well, did you hear about him getting into a fight? And Darius was like, yeah, I heard about it. He was like, did you hear? I heard he had like a sex tape that leaked. I said, nah, this had to be old.
First thing that popped up on my timeline.
He was like, nah, it seemed like it was new. I was like, nah. He was like, nah, I don't want to see that shit. You know, Darius, anytime some gay shit pop up, he's out the door.
Yeah.
My brothers are not homophobic. They're just not with the gay shit. So I got on Twitter because I was just like, well, let me see what I can saw. Girl, went first thing that was trending. Didn't have to scroll down two tweets.
That was
tweets.
The first video on my timeline when I logged in.
No, that's sad.
It popped up.
I had to go look. I went to Trey Songz hashtag.
Trey Songz, alleged sex tape. I said, ain't no way.
And
then it made it bigger, and it was bigger.
It was, did it get bigger? It got bigger. Did it get bigger, child?
But you remember when Trey Songz' little brother's nudes came out like 3 years ago?
No.
It run in the family.
Girl. Y'all, do he have another one? Y'all ain't got another songs that's hidden back there?
I don't know.
Like a Maxwell Sings or a Jason Hums or something like that?
What the fuck?
Nothing like that?
No? I'm tired of you.
I was asking for a friend.
Good for you, Trey Songz.
Great for you, child.
We love to see it.
I love to see it.
Fuck Tiger OnlyFans, bitch. We don't care about beige.
Trey, drop it.
Trey.
Drop the link.
I pay for 1 month. If it's less than $20, I can give you a month.
I can give you a month because that's as high as. First off, I have to create the page, and that's me bringing myself down to paying for porn.
Yeah,
when it's so much free.
Yeah, you know what? The girls you'll just find it on my Instagram.
Yeah, I find it.
Or you'll find it on Twitter.
That's where everything lands. Since they closed Tumblr, it ain't did nothing but make Twitter the porn mecca. I don't, because you're a freak.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a pervert.
No, I'm bitch, don't do that. Pervert. No, that's bullshit.
You're a pervert.
Y'all know about Dej. Y'all know what he be doing.
You don't know nothing about me.
Late night on the humble.
Nothing at the humble. Bitch, I've always been loud and diligent about my home and hoe. All right, I'm married now. So put a button in it, hoe. Put a button in it, hoe.
Trying to get you divorced before you even get 1 year passed.
Exactly. I'm trying to get this nigga the diamond out my
Kenya.
Girl, she wish. I know how to get and keep my man.
Oh,
not
keep him. Keep him. Speaking of music and shit, girl.
Oh, your verses. You love this.
Biggie, they say Biggie and Tupac gonna do a verses, and my number one response to that is, why?
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 I don't
what
get it.
The fuck?
a Maxima? What the fuck? That's what the fucking maid drive, bitch.
And that's why she snatched that hoe away from your ass, too. Black
China
Mama.
Why, though? In real life, why are y'all doing this?
And
we don't care.
You don't have fucking virtual shit pop up at the top and it's going to be them. You supposed to be picking your own songs. Y'all stop.
Y'all gonna curate our playlist and then we have to deal with this.
Stop this.
There's
madness.
So many living people that y'all can do this with. So many alive people.
Y'all need to do this Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans and really just get the shit really started.
Oh my god, that would be so good. Where'd you hear about that at?
They were trying to do Mary and Toni Braxton.
No, like, that's two different singers. And that's just two different sounds.
Yeah, put Mary.
I wanna see somebody do Fantasia.
Do Fantasia or who?
I don't know, though. I would love to see more R&B girls or more R&B people, period. Yeah. Like Mario versus Chris Brown would be phenomenal. That would be phenomenal for me.
Sierra versus Carrie Hilson.
Let's keep them in their range. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So yeah, let's keep them right there. Sierra versus... And they both do make that little 1-2-step music. So.
And once again, who going versus Beyonce?
Nobody.
Wendy gone, so...
Yeah, and I mean, you have Mariah Carey. That's her strongest rival.
But are you going to see them live, girl?
No, I mean, all right.
Are you going to do it live?
You know, that, never mind. No. Yeah, no, because I was going to say something that was detrimental to my character.
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
And then they say Tamar and K. Michelle are supposed to do one.
Let's put a pause. Let's put a pause. Let's put a pause on that. This is so funny because let's flashback. Let's go back probably like, what, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Me and Terrell were... I don't want to say stans, but we were very big fans of each one of these women.
Yes.
Terrell was a Tamar. He was a Tamartian.
I was a Tamartian.
And I was a rebel to the core. I was a rebel to a girl That's drinking true. Jack Daniels, thinking, just singing brown liquor music all day.
He was going through
and it. And Terrell was just singing, you know, love ballads at the
good
time.
Ones at
good
that.
Ones at that.
That's Tamar, kid. sing. I might not get along with her shit she be doing, her antics, but mama got a voice.
And so can K. Michelle. True. Sis can blow. And she's the same. She's the same way. But the funniest part is that I want to even say at the same time, we would even give off their personalities to each other. Yes. So it was so funny. So at a certain time, K. Michelle and Tamar were beefing. Yeah. And we would always talk about it. We was always talking about it.
That's back in the day. We was in the car going to work.
Yes. That was, I'm telling you, those was the talks. Those was the car talks. Car monologues. Oh my God. Yeah, but we used to be ultra stand to them, and I used to love K. Michelle, and then she got off on this old bullshit. But yeah, they're supposed to be having a versus, but Tamar said absolutely not.
Of course she did.
I have 7 top 10 records and 4 Grammy nominations. Let me win a few of them and then double my hits. And then I started thinking, well, you know, you do have a point. K. Michelle, I have not heard of a Grammy nomination. I don't know if that was a dig with a, like, trying to humble myself while I'm digging on her.
No, it was just a dig.
That's what it was.
It was just a dig.
That was just what it was. I had a feeling.
Baby, you don't have the credentials. So that's what she was saying.
But Tamar.
But I live for K.
Because, I mean, has K hit the number one on Billboard Hot 100 chart? No. Has she hit number one?
It?
No. On R&B charts? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Every single one of her albums has
hit number
one. I'll
be like how Nicki Minaj used to do and say, I got number one on iTunes. Girl, don't nobody give a fuck about that shit. Don't nobody give a fuck when you number one on iTunes. But, K-Girl, y'all need to hang that shit up because Tamar ain't for it. K, you still ain't put out this furniture line. You need to be working on that.
Please don't get me started on this motherfucking furniture line that I've been waiting for since I was graduating from high school in 2014.
Baby,
and this country album that you're still working on. Still under construction.
Why can't you call Brad Paisley? What's going on, girl?
Nobody care.
What's going on?
She was chilling with George. Chris Stapleton. That's a great start.
Yeah,
I love him. I've listened to his new album too, which is great.
Oh, I need to listen to
it's so good. It's called Starting Over. Girl, you know, I see him almost every time he comes to.
Yeah, I went to the Rotary last 2 times. Yes.
Yeah, because we met up that one time.
Yes.
Terrell ditched me and got better seats. But bitch, I would have ditched him too because those seats were great.
What was I gonna say? K. Michelle, why you not own the damn Love and Hip Hop?
She don't need to be. Oh, they said she's getting her own show.
She already had one.
I know, but she's getting another one. Yeah, I heard that.
Is she gonna have Precious with a
Perm
on there?
Stop asking me about her.
Let me stop.
Oh my God, child. This is gonna be the wrap up for this little portion of it though. So Danny Lee caught some backlash, and I was actually happy to talk about this.
So at the beginning, what? I didn't know who she was until I looked her up. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
So yeah, she caught some backlash these past couple weeks for her song Yellow Bone. So let me just get this off my chest.
Yeah, you go ahead.
First off, the song is trash. The song is already bad. Like it's just steaming hot. Garbage. It's absolutely bad. Like, outside of the name and the viewpoint of the song is just, it's just bad. The beat's bad. Like, it's not good at all. It's like tardy for the party. I think she's catching more flack because she was recently, she had, like, a couple months back, she had gotten to it with a lot of DaBaby, like, one of the baby's baby mamas, and they were going back and forth. Oops, sorry. Back and forth on Instagram or whatever. Oh shit. Or whatever. And that got to be a lie, and everybody was trying to hop on the baby mama side because that's what hood rats are gonna do. And my question to you is, how do you feel that people have become too aggressive with labeling people as colorists? Because the song is basically saying, for those who haven't heard it, the song is basically saying, like, yellow bonus, what y'all whoa. Mm-hmm. Yellow bonus, what he want? Baba, baba, it's a bad song. It's just not even a good song. So I don't understand how people were so mad.
I feel that, first off, I think it was more of a big deal because Mama is not black. That was my thing. Mama is a white Latina. She's not black.
True.
So you have to be black to be a yellow bone, bitch. You just white boned. If you look at her, she's a Christina Aguilera, J-Lo type of aesthetic. She's a white passing Latina. You would think she was a white girl, to be honest with you. 100%. With plastic surgery.
100%.
But she doesn't look bad, but I'm just saying.
I can hear that.
So I think that is where people were more upset, is that, girl, you're not even black.
You're not even yellow bone.
And then past that, you being petty, because you saying it about this lady, DaBaby's baby mama, because DaBaby's baby mama is a black girl.
Yeah, she's a dark, black. She's a brown skin girl.
Dark-skinned girl.
Yeah.
You did that shit on purpose, and you knew, in my mind, you knew what you was doing. Now, with the labeling thing, I think it has gotten a little hypersensitive,
mm-hmm.
but I can't tell you how to feel about that, because I'm not, and you would be more versed in this than me. Mm-hmm. I am not a dark-skinned, I'm a fair-skinned person. Yeah. I'm not a dark-skinned dude. I know colorism is a thing, especially in the industry, because name me three rappers who are dark-skinned in the industry right now.
I mean,
there's none. So yeah, I can see... Yeah.
I'll find someone. Give me some time.
Yeah, so I can see where people were a little upset. My thing was, for me, it was that, bitch, you're not black. Yeah. So you kind of missed me there. I wasn't pissed off about it. I heard about it. I didn't even think it was that big of a deal.
So, yeah.
Because the song's horrible. It ain't like it's fucking...
any top...
J-Lo who said the shit. I mean, girl... Okay, because,
girl, J-Lo sang Motown. Watch out. my whole thing... My whole take on it is I think that we've gotten to the point where you can no longer celebrate almost anything about yourself without being labeled. Like, don't get me wrong. If this girl, like, y'all wasn't even mad at Veronica, whatever her name was, when she was out here and sat on a couch
and said,
I'm black, on a couch full of black people, and nobody said a mumbling word. So if this girl says, if I'm a little tan, because she is a little tan and she throws on her little makeup.
Yeah.
If you want to be yellow bone girl and you consider yourself yellow bone, because in her apology, because she did have to come out and issue an apology.
Oh, she did?
Issued an apology. She the way she explained it was like, you know, I consider myself a yellow bone girl. Like I'm yellow. Like, I'm not pasty white. I do have some color in my skin. So that's how I felt. And I feel the same way, as like, Beyonce made Brown Skin Girl and the world blew up, because for a long time, and
it wasn't being celebrated,
and that wasn't even just by white people.
Black people took,
and me, like you said, I've been dark skinned all my life, by 24 years now. So, you know, it started. Even the little microaggressions that you see that are in like the black community, you know. I had people tell me, like, your baby's gonna be black as fuck.
Yeah.
Dark, let me turn off the light and you can't see him no more. Yeah. And, you know, shit like.
Dark as tar.
Exactly. Shit like that. That is just like, that's okay. I'm black. Like, that's the melanin that's in my skin.
Shit.
Like, bitch, you burn. Like, at the end of the day, you're gonna be crispity crackety and I'm gonna be melanated. So, love it. So, I feel like we need to take a step back and start to kind of decompress with the labeling everybody as everything. Because,
like I said, I think
it's becoming to the point where it kind of sucks that I have to say this, but it's starting to sound like conservatives are kind of right when they say the PC culture is taking over everything.
Yeah.
PC culture is taking over everything. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a time that you should know when you shouldn't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows racist shit, colorist, mm-hmm. xenophobic, homophobic, all of that shit, but some people, the shit that you say is sometimes the shit that you say.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't mean it to be.
I think sis should have read the room a little more once again. I think she
feel like I'm tired of having to. People shouldn't have to read the room every motherfucking time.
Right now, it's not the climate for this shit.
But whose fault is that?
I don't know. Whose fault is it?
It's not hers.
It's not hers. I don't know.
It's not her fault.
I think it was just. Ill-putting. I wouldn't do it if I was her.
Yeah, no. Do I think this was the smartest thing for her to do? Not at all.
Yeah, girl.
But do I think that she had every right to get out and say yellow bone is what he want? Absolutely. Lizzo can make a song about being fat and we don't say she's celebrating being overweight.
No, they do, though.
They do, but it's not.
It wasn't this big.
It wasn't this big of a thing. You know, people can make a song about whatever they want to make the song about. Let the girl be yellow bone.
It's
like you said, she's not black, so she's not even yellow bone. Yeah. Let the yellow bone be yellow bone over there in her little yellow city.
The same thing with Veronica Vega, too. It didn't bring me the chorus like, oh my God, I'm not going to hate you on your fucking Instagram comments.
Yeah, no, I don't have time for that.
My question was why, but I guess you can do what you want, but you doing what you want, it has consequences too, and just take it. Like, I wouldn't apologize.
Not at all.
If you put the song out, that's what you feel.
It's out.
Because you know how I feel about apologies.
I'm not apologies are like assholes. Everybody got one.
For it. You already did it. It's already out. Let it go. But you got to save face, and that's that piece
of
culture.
That's the thing.
And that goes into that too.
And I feel like we're starting to make celebrities apologize for anything and everything. And y'all could keep it. To be honest with you, if you said it, then you said it.
To be honest with you, I don't idolize nobody except Beyonce.
Exactly. So she doesn't say anything. She stays out of this shit.
So
she's above the fray.
Y'all do be doing the most in the comments and all
this shit.
Very much
so.
And it's not that serious, girl. Go clean behind your refrigerator. Like,
go clean in your refrigerator.
You don't know this lady. I'm sure she got people around her who are telling her this as well right now.
Exactly.
Let the shit go. Y'all got too much time on y'all hand. That goes into that shit too.
Yeah.
But, girl, you made a bad choice, but you'll live.
Exactly.
You'll get through it. You'll live. Y'all calm the fuck down.
Stay out of this girl comments.
Stop hate fucking sending this girl death threats and shit. Because I know y'all probably are.
Yeah, they probably are. Because people are weird. Isn't that crazy?
Okay, yeah, you want to take a little quick break and come back in a minute?
Yeah, why not? Cardi B has a new single coming out. I can't wait
to hear it. Girl, it's called Cardi B.
Yeah, that's it. But that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. I can't.
I'm so tired of her.
Yeah, it comes out tonight. I'll give y'all my review via Instagram.
I have it in my mind what it's gonna sound like. Like everything else you put out, mediocre.
All right, girl. We'll be right back.
All right. We do that a lot.
Every time.
End of this of the fucking day.
Let's wrap that shit up.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna wrap your coffin in a bow.
We're gonna wrap it up. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for my y'all gotta know. Dez got his face in his hand.
Cause Terrell is about to I hadn't even seen it. The funny thing is, y'all, we share a thing where we kinda see what topics we're gonna talk about. And Terrell purposely. Even though we have it to where we can see
it
immediately.
And
you can see it. When I type T on the thing, Terrell can see it.
Yeah.
He intentionally doesn't put this segment in, so I don't know what he's going
to
say.
I don't want him to reel me in, because he be trying to reel me in.
Because the thing, girl, go ahead. Yeah.
So I ain't going to do y'all too bad this week. Y'all can take a breath. Take a sip of your wine or your cocktail.
You're going to need it.
All right, so y'all got to know, we do not give a flying black fuck that you're going out of town during a Panamera.
Terrell.
The flights, we know they cheap. They $75 to Miami.
You can Aruba for $121.
We know, girl. You trying to stunt the flight $100. Y'all flying Spirit or Frontier. We don't care.
We all follow Escape Houston.
You can...
We all follow Escape Houston. I just want that to be crystal clear. We all follow that page.
We don't care. So y'all going to fucking... y'all going to motherfucking...
Everybody going to Tulum.
We don't care. You paid a whole flat rate of $200 to get there. You probably had an extended stay for an extra $79 a night, but you gonna make sure you in the club with your red bottoms on. Bitch, we don't give a fuck. You look crazy as fuck.
Wow.
You look crazy as shit. You're using a stimulus check that you're supposed to be using to put food in your pantry that's empty, but you going to Miami live in Louboutins. To impress who?
Somebody in Miami.
Somebody.
The water. The COVID?
Just because you're tired of COVID doesn't mean it's not here.
I don't mean COVID tired.
And the longer you act like you're tired of it and don't do what you're supposed to do, the longer it's going to be here. Miss Rona is about to be on a one-year tour of fucking people up. And y'all could give a fuck because it's all about you. Do y'all think y'all look cool when y'all in the club and niggas is dying and then you go and you live with your mama? You go back to your mama house, you go back to your Mima house, and then your Mima in the hospital, and then you like, I can't believe. Nah, bitch. You was just at motherfucking the gentleman's room two days ago.
The gentleman's room. It's the gentleman's club, but the room.
So I'm sick of y'all on these fucking Instagram reels and shit. I don't care. Please stop. You look fucking crazy. Y'all gotta know.
Okay, it's another one. He does. See what I mean? This is why he don't send them.
And I'm going to say, not all white people.
Oh, yeah. You got to clear it up.
Some of y'all.
Some of you white people.
I went to Bucky's the other day.
Oh, shit. Everything go down at the Bucky's. Everything white.
I had to pick up my, because I was going to work. I was on a double.
I love that chicken salad. You know I love that chicken salad.
I got me a little breakfast taco.
No, I don't eat
those.
Then
I got me a little barbecue sandwich.
That hoe is great. They brisket sandwich, bitch. I'm sorry.
Some chips, a honey bun, two Gatorades. I'm going to be at work all day.
Oh, yeah. You about to eat.
I'm about to be snacking because we can't eat at work no more. That's a whole other. Y'all got to know for another day.
All right.
I walk in. It's busy. It's, you know, in the morning. It's the morning rush. Bitch, not a damn piece of white fish in there had a mask on their face.
Oh, no.
Not on their chin. Not hanging on their ear.
Not on their wrist. Because I put mine on my wrist.
Nowhere in sight. So I'm walking around like, let me check if they got it on the door, even though it's a state mandate. Let me see if they got it on the door. People might not know. Bitch, two big ass signs on the slide doors. Mask mandate for COVID, Texas governor, all that shit. White men walking in that bitch like, no mask. You ain't gonna say shit to me. And if you do, it's your ass. I'm telling you, bitch. White man after white man after white man after white man was in that bitch with no mask on and ain't nobody say a motherfucking word.
Of course.
And you know it's in the morning, so all the registers are open. It's a manager directing the line, because it's a line, and they ain't saying shit.
Of course not.
I was appalled. I was a fucking appalled. That it's just, I would love to wake up one day and just be a white person. And just know in my heart of hearts, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. And ain't nobody going to say shit to me.
And ain't nobody going to say shit to me. And that's the only, that is the only thing that sometimes makes me feel like, damn, I want to be white.
Because they can do whatever they want. Whatever they want. Ain't nobody going to do a motherfucking thing to me.
I dare you to do something to me.
And that's what I call y'all, for the people who don't understand, who can't follow along, white privilege.
And if you
want, no fucking way I can walk in that store right now with no mask on and nobody would say nothing to me.
I like to say it a little fancier, white privilege. But yeah, that's exactly what that is.
That too. My last, y'all gotta know. So I don't know. This just came out a couple of days ago. What? Amazon. Well, let me start over. Y'all gotta know that capitalism is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Part one.
100%.
Amazon has been ordered to pay $62 million to flex workers after a federal investigation of wage theft.
I saw this.
And if y'all don't know what Amazon Flex is, it's pretty much where you use your own car and you deliver groceries and alcohol and stuff to people. It's like you pretty
much. It's like an Uber. It's like an Uber for Amazon.
Yeah, for running errands. So you're a contractor. You're listed as a contractor. That's a whole nother trash thing, because that means they can't give you no benefits.
They can't give you benefits. And that's what Kanye West got into some shit behind with that choir shit.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that's that. Okay. So what they did was, you were supposed to get 100% of the tips that people give you as a flex driver.
Oh, okay.
That's what they put in there. That's how it has always been. Amazon changed it and did not notify nobody.
Oh, shit.
They taking fucking 60% of these people's tips.
Damn.
And the people are noticing. They're like, damn, my tips went down hard as fuck. And I'm doing the same route, all the same shit I always do. They took the people money, didn't say shit about it. And then when people were asked them, they lied and was like, oh, it still says 100% on there. So you should be getting all your fucking
shit. So they just lying.
So not only you not paying these people who trying to make an honest fucking wage in the middle, probably got two other jobs and trying to do this shit on the side to get by. Because the government only gave us one fucking check so far. Two. Six, in nine months.
Yeah. And we still here waiting for the third.
So what the fuck? And how coincidental that fucking Jeff Bezos ass has stepped down from Amazon as a CEO. How fucking... Is it a coincidence?
No, it's... I need to save my ass.
So y'all upholding these billionaire people, this Elon Musk, y'all upholding him, and they don't give a fuck about you. And y'all are going to learn that the hard way. As a person, seriously, real talk, I studied economics for real, and this shit is horrible. How the 1% is hoarding all of this wealth, and y'all lick their ass like one day you'll ever be them. You won't.
You will never be them.
Newsflash, you will not be them.
Because they're them.
They're them.
Even when they die, they have more of them.
And it goes to their kids. Exactly. It's called hoarding generational wealth. I said this last week. We down here fighting for one $20 bill, and they got 95% of the wealth in America. but we can't get checks from the government.
Y'all mad that we want a check from the government.
I'm sick of it. So once again, y'all gotta know that y'all help holding these billionaires and all this shit, and you aspire to be him, and you sucking their ass and thinking that trickle down economics is a thing, which it is not.
It's not real. That's not real. Ronald Reagan was lying.
When businesses get tax cuts, what do you think they do? Y'all think they really up the wages for their workers, or they go buy another fucking yacht in Aruba?
Or do they just buy back stock in their company? I know that much.
You're fucking crazy if you think that these people are actually getting tax breaks and literally upping the wage for these people that they work for.
No.
Amazon is the top company in the world, and people around this bitch making $11 and $15 an hour. But Jeff Bezos got more money. I ain't gonna get into it because I'll go on a tangent. But y'all stop upholding these people. Y'all licking their ass and they can give a fuck about you. That's all I got. Don't say I never told you nothing. And if you don't know now, you know. Peace out.
All right, girl. That was actually great. That was great. That was three good points. Yeah. High five. All right. Now let's put this one to rest.
All right.
Oh, shit. My knee fell asleep, I think. You remember when I... Never mind. So now, y'all, we're about to pour... I still got a little bit. Yeah. We're about to pour up so we can do the champagne toast. We're not going to tell you what we're drinking because it's fairly cheap.
Very ghetto.
Very, very ghetto. Very... Ugh. See? It's working, though.
That's a high percentage.
I got to go to work after this, but... Oh. My champagne toast this week, y'all, is very simple. I love it. And I'm going to say it now. It is... Grow through what you go through. Ooh. Very simple, very short, very
you
to the point.
You be preaching, bitch. You be preaching.
Grow through what you go through. All right. So there's always going to be a time in life where you make a mistake and sometimes fail, but that can't be where you allow yourself to stop. All right. We are all imperfect creatures who are learning to make our way through often shitty things that we call life. And we have to take it day by day and shit. If you anything like me, bitch, blunt by blunt. Okay? Sometimes you just need it. All right. I came here to tell y'all, y'all are the curators of all the positive things that happen in your life. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you keep nothing but positivity around you as much as possible. Me and Terrell have been friends for years. And the only reason I know for a fact that our friendship has survived is because we don't do nothing but give each other positive energy and nothing but positive reinforcement. That means holding each other accountable for shit that we do.
100%. I told somebody last night, you are no benefit to me if you uphold me in my wrong.
Mm-hmm. And Terrell, it's been times that I didn't do shit, and Terrell has looked at me and said, bitch, you was wrong. And you know you was wrong. And I knew I was wrong.
And he's done it to me. And I'm like,
fuck it. Yeah, we just have to move past it. Yeah. I'm not, and that's another thing. Y'all have to learn how to move past shit.
Yeah.
And just let things flow. Mm-hmm. Let things come and go naturally in your life. Don't force shit out and don't pull shit in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That doesn't mean, all right, the company that you keep, but also your mindset. You can't just think about it as just your friend, but you have to put yourself in the mindset of that. I'm about to win. I'm about to elevate. This is temporary. All the bullshit that I'm going through is just for right now.
Yeah.
You have to have a goal or some sort of light at the end of your tunnel. Pick your light though, bitch. Let it be blue, green, pink, yellow. It's completely up to you. You get to pick your light. It can be making it to the end of the week without smoking a cigarette. It can be the small victories.
The big ones.
Exactly. Take it day by day. Yeah. Just like I keep saying, take it day by day. My mama, I'm not even gonna say that. Then when you know better, do better. That's the best part. That's the only part that I can really preach to y'all is do the best that you can until you know better. And then when you know better, do better. And my mama always said, if you knew better, you'd do better. So
knowledge is the key to getting out.
Exactly. So don't sit in your failure. You know, you fucked up and it happens, but you know, if you knew better, you do better. So never regret your decisions. Every mistake that you make makes you stronger and smarter. Adulthood is the ghettoest hood I've ever walked. I don't know why I prayed for this. I don't know why I was asking for this. All those ass whoopings were necessary. I would take an ass whooping right now just to still be living as an adolescent. Like, I hate it here. But I do understand that growing up is, you know, it's just in the natural order of life.
Yeah.
And I, but I have time to figure out just how to navigate this dreadful existence that we call being grown. So take your time. Y'all have time. Yeah. We all have time.
Yeah.
Your 20s are for you to fuck
to
up.
Fuck up.
They're for fall you down, to learn. Exactly.
Get up, fall down hard. Get up again. Probably fall off the roof.
Exactly. You, bitch, just keep falling. As long as you fall, bitch, you can always
so
get
by
back
time
up.
You in your 40s,
if first shit,
you got
don't
it.
Succeed, first shit don't succeed. Ooh. Brush yourself off and try again. Brush yourself off and try again. Try again.
Bitch, Aaliyah had it right.
She had it right in the 90s. And we still sitting here fighting over this shit in the 2021s. So, yeah. I love y'all for free sugar. That's my toast. Grow through what you go through. It makes no sense to be harboring over old shit. I love y'all for free.
Well...
this shit is warm now. It tastes like a hot wine cooler.
Yeah, it's wine cooler-ish. We're not going to tell you what we're drinking.
No.
It ain't your business.
It's not y'all's business. Any announcements? Oh, I do have an announcement.
Come on.
I
have... you fucked me up last week with the announcement.
I did. I do have an announcement, but this one's a little more milder. My cousin on Instagram, his name is Dope Human. Dope Human, he is launching a Black History Month collaboration with his t-shirts, with his clothing line. So he has a lot of very cool t-shirts that I want y'all to keep an eye out for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be posting those a lot on my story, and I'm going to tag him. His brand is at Dope Human. He's absolutely amazing. Shout out to Jamal. He's based in LA now. He's cutting hair. Girl, he can cut hair, cook, and he do clothes. Boy is a jack of all trades.
Gotta have him these days.
Jack of all trades.
Gotta have
the only nigga I know who throughout the pandemic has been fine. Ain't touched
everybody
the rain.
Everybody picking up extra Arby. Look at us.
Hello? Hey, look
work
at me.
Ain't honest, but it gotta pay the bills.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum.
Also, shout out to Nico Mark. He had a collaboration with Zephyr. I hope I said that right.
I did see
Zephyr.
That.
Yeah, he had a collection. It's a Better Days Are Coming collection, and I'm super happy about that. I actually bought two of his t-shirts.
Oh.
It's one that says Better Days Are Coming on the back, and then it's one that says Houston. I love them. They look like they're going to be very comfortable shirts. Shout out to Nico Mark, and it's Marked X Zephyr. I think it's a Marked like collaboration. Mm-hmm. I'm super happy for him. Sent him my confirmation. Like, look, bitch, support Black business.
Come on.
Those are my announcements, though.
What else? I don't really have nothing.
We changed the theme song.
We did. We changed the theme song.
I love this. I love this theme song.
What else? I don't got nothing going on, y'all. Y'all know I'm boring, so. I be on here ripping and hollering. Girl,
he's
I'm boring.
Fake. He don't want to tell his tea.
Bitch.
No tea. I went out this Monday with a friend and...
Have you talked to the other friend?
Who?
Who?
No.
No.
I was
okay.
Like, who? No.
All right. No. That's really it. Follow us on D.ShadyBrunch on Instagram. Please like and like and subscribe. Like I got a YouTube channel.
That's coming soon.
Like and rate us. That's what I'm gonna say. Rate us.
We have a 5-star rating
on
Apple Music right now.
Please give us 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify. That helps the girls a lot.
Yes, and I need to start posting more.
Yeah.
Also, if y'all know somebody who wants to, you know, take over our Instagram page,
please
me a holler. Please give me a holler. That shit is for the birds. Girl, it's annoying. I'll be forgetting. Most of the time, I just be forgetting to post on it. So, and I'll be like posting on my story.
I'm going to get this iPad and I'm going to try and do some.
Please,
shit
please.
That's the only thing I've been needing is an iPad because this, you know, my phone busted.
But yeah, follow us on the socials. You said at
the.shadybrunch. The.shadybrunch. I'm a Terrell, AYEE _ Terrell.
And I am relax.dez, relax.dez.
And follow him on TikTok.
And follow me on TikTok. Yes, I'm blowing up on TikTok. I did a Claire Huxtable TikTok the other day. I did another one. It's in my drafts. I have like 15
in
my
drafts.
I'll leave
them
off.
Have you seen those comments where it's like, it's okay to
leave
things
it's in
your
the
drafts.
Sometimes it's okay. And there's some videos that I made that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to work on that one. Yeah. But yeah, that's all I'm doing
okay,
now.
Okay, that's all we got. We'll see y'all next time.
Yep, love you for free sugar. Bye.